And we're back. Episode 3 of Part-Time Alcoholics. What's good, chaps?
What it do?
What's happening?
So, this time, I figure we try something different. You know, we've been doing a lot of wine. And grapes can get boring. So, we've chopped it up. We're doing rum.
We're doing rum.
Rum should be fine.
Rumble still skin?
Rum is sugarcane, isn't it?
Something, yeah, rum is basically sugarcane. Oh, before we even get into that, I'm obviously yours.
Sherman?
No.
Yeah, there we go. Uncle Ndo. Woo, anyway, so why did we choose rum this time?
Because you said rum and we're like, cool, whatever.
I think we just basically wanted to get fucked up. Because I feel like last time when we finished, we were like, but we're kind of still sober.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I started drinking from lunch, so I'm okay. I'm in a good buzz.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's going to be lit today. So, what do we have?
We have, on the high end, so African rum. I didn't even know we made rum. It's called Whistler's African-style dark rum. Produced and bottled in South Africa. Surprisingly, they say that, but some of the ingredients come from Swaziland, which is basically South Africa, if you think about it. Sorry, Swazi. It's just how it is.
Well, Swaziland is South Africa, fam.
Yeah.
They even stole a language.
And ingredients from KZN.
You see, that's where the Swazi stole the language from.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna get shot.
It's a dark.
Somebody's definitely gonna bewitch me.
It's a dark spiced rum. It's $2.99. I got it from Checkers Liquor. Yeah, I've had a bit of it. Not bad. I'm not the biggest fan of rum, but yeah, it's okay.
And on the other hand, we have the Captain Bri Boss. I don't know which Chad.
Wow.
Which Chad came up with this name?
Who was the marketing team?
Like, wow. This was definitely like concocted by someone in Boxburg. Anyway, it's basically,
and we know who your target market is.
Guys, is this the rum version of Murmay from?
I feel maybe. Like it is. Maybe. Like you're trying to compete with like
it is Captain Morgan, yeah. But it's an edition called Bri Boss, which is unnecessary. Yeah. Really unnecessary.
I don't even know what that even means.
It's the final boss.
It's the final boss.
And surprisingly, it's called what?
Spiced, a spirit aperitif, which is code for it's not really the thing.
But it does say Captain Morgan Rum though, but in very small letters. I feel like somebody's fucking up, yeah.
Ah, you know what, you might have a point. Because it's also, it's 35% as opposed to,
what does Whistler say?
Whistler's like 40, I want to say.
Whistler tastes like it's 50. Whistler's 43.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not the biggest rum fans, but in life you got to try new things.
I feel like if you a regular rum drinker, someone needs to apologize for your childhood.
Yeah, please consult your nearest psychiatrist.
Wow, guys. Wow. If rum is your go-to, you need a psychologist.
Unless you're Caribbean.
Well, then you're having like Malibu and stuff, which is more like cocktail-y kind of stuff. But if you're drinking this, what do we have on the table now? If you're drinking this, like, this is my steady.
If you come home, if your wife comes home
after a tough day
and finds you with like a double rum.
Wow.
What? Then you know you're wearing it. Yo, actually, let me not say that.
Yo, these are rough people who are drinking rum here, fam.
Anyway, so let's give it a taste. Mine is the Bri Boss. Just has a couple of slices of oranges and some ice. We'll see how that tastes.
Mine is also the Bri Boss, but I've mixed it up with a bit of Schweppes dry lemon.
And I have a belly button.
Ooh, okay. That tastes a lot like Boxburg. It does.
Expand for 20 marks.
Very, like, it tastes like what I imagine, Like, if you licked a human being who wore a wife beater and worked in construction.
So if you licked sweat, are you saying this tastes like sweat?
You can't. Not just like sweat. It tastes like unrealized dreams. Like, you know, it's like, you know those people from, like, you know the white people who never made it in a bar date? Like, somehow the gods said, here are all the gifts, and they said, and now they're like mechanics. And it just tastes,
yeah.
It tastes impressive.
Tastes like hard labor.
It tastes like hard labor. It tastes like the Black Label ad, only not inspiring.
Okay.
The old Black Label ads.
Okay. Rum is innately sweet. Spice Gold is very sweet. I'm not a fan of sweet drinks, but this one with a mix of dry lemon and a few lemon slices in there with quite a generous helping of ice, made myself a little cocktail. It's okay. It's going down relatively okay.
Okay. I'm gonna have to add some dry lemon because whoo, yeah, the taste of Alberton is not great. Whoa, I actually know people in Alberton. I need to stop.
You knocked
that
down Alberton and Boxburg
in yeah. The South is gonna come fetch me.
Wow.
Anyway, so this time around I figured we'd do something a little different. I got a hypothetical for the streets.
Okay.
I wanna see how your twisted ass minds work.
Oh, this is worrying.
And what you're trying to do. You know, just yeah, we'll go with it. So, hypothetical goes like this. You get to marry and have all the dirty, nasty sex with J-Lo ever. And she marries you in community of property. So once you get divorced, you come out rich as fuck.
What's the catch?
Catch is you're definitely going to get herpes. And everybody will know. So, like, as soon as you leave your house, it's there goes the herpes guy. And not even, like, the nice herpes that hides. You're going to get, like, when you pull your dick out, you can see the herpes.
Fam, if J-Lo is still there with my herpes dick, antibiotics is strong, fam. I'll live. I will live.
Yo, man, that's just for life, though.
Herpes, fam, herpes is the
herpes
risk.
For life. I know herpes is for life, but remember,
herpes
you guys.
Herpes is a real nigga.
You have like, J-Lo for life.
No, he did not say that. That was not.
No, I said you married.
You married.
But you can divorce. Now, what happens if Beyonce comes to you and she's like, even me?
Oh, wait, so you get married to J-Lo.
Yeah. You get to marry her.
And you catch the clap from J-Lo.
Yeah.
But you stay married.
You're married in a community of property.
I love how you fixated with that. I'm concerned about the herb. Like, yo, man, like, that's just for life, man. That's,
fam. That's, and it's the visual.
That's
have
a tattoo,
you,
though.
Fam, have
guys,
you ever seen, like, the, have
guys.
You ever seen what herpes looks like, fam?
No. Well, what do you
okay.
mean? Like, just the cold sore vibes?
No, the dick herpes.
No, I haven't seen that.
This shit is wild, fam.
Thank
and
the heavens
grow.
Above, I haven't seen
yes.
such things.
It's gonna grow on your dick. It's gonna grow on your dick and everybody's gonna know it. You can't never cheat, fam. Who are you gonna cheat with? Who's there to cheat? Who's gonna wanna fuck the dude with herpes?
But on the other hand, you have J-Lo.
You have J-Lo yeah. though, right?
But okay,
you
let's think about this.
Double flavored kisses, which is
J-Lo. I like the double
yeah.
entendre. The other thing is, let's think about it though. J-Lo is aging spectacularly.
Mm-hmm.
But she's aging. She's what? 65 now?
What?
Stop it.
She's close.
Stop it. I don't think she's even 50 yet, fam.
No, fam.
Lives.
She is definitely 50.
She's not. I don't think she's 50.
She's 50.
She's
but like,
almost
according
60,
to 65,
fam.
Is like just settled down. Like, that's a good 15 years.
Old girl is old, fam. Oh, girl is
oh, but she's
old.
Looking
like,
great, eh?
Yeah, she's looking great now. How long can she keep it up? How much more blood can she keep giving to the Illuminati? Like, how many more children is she going to sacrifice?
J-Lo's 49.
49, 50 is
that's
the same team, fam.
No, that's...
That's... Fam, J-Lo was... When? So that means she was born when?
Fine, so she's 20 years older than me. So
it's not so much that she's older than you, it's that going forward, in the next 20 years, 50, when you are 40...
That's a captain's in, you say. That's a captain's note.
But then, obviously, you got the divorce option, and then you also sorted.
With your herpes.
Yeah, but all the money.
And your herpes.
And your herpes.
That's for life. There is no cure. Yes.
So you're telling me you...
There's no cure. Like, there isn't even the Michael... There isn't even the Magic Johnson cure for herpes. Like, you just got it.
You can't throw money at it.
You can't... This is...
You can't inject money in your veins.
How different is it to... Okay, besides it being on your dick, how different is it to the cold sore herpes? Same stitch, isn't it?
But it's on your dick.
Yeah, but yeah. people have the cold sore herpes. Yeah, mate.
That's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, the face is one thing, but it's on your dick.
And they put, what, they got like weird creams and shit. I've seen this.
I've seen it too, but it's on your dick.
That's a no for me. That's...
Is it a no for you? No. No, J-Lo?
But it is J-Lo. It is J-Lo. It is J-Lo and a lot of money.
It's J-Lo plus. It's a J-Lo plus package.
Woo. But then I gotta cut my dick off.
No, because then what are you gonna do with J-Lo then?
The unique from
so clearly, we're saying in this hypothetical, J-Lo has genital herpes.
Yes.
So, if you have genital herpes and J-Lo has genital herpes, and you have J-Lo throughout the time that you have J-Lo,
this mixes
she's
well.
Still gonna fuck with you.
She is, yes.
She is. J-Lo. Remember, we're not just talking about random.
Yes, but that's fine because she's...
Too much J-Lo.
She's fine now, but like in 10 years, she's going to be 60 and that shit is she's gonna hit a point where she starts going downhill quickly.
You think?
Yeah, fam.
I think she's got at least another good 10 years in her.
Yeah, when she's 60.
At least 10 to 15.
Think about it this way. I feel like you have more than another good 10 years in you. Like, you know, there's still a couple of decades of...
Fuck.
Of the years. You know, you've still got time to do the thing. I guess final answers.
Okay. Final answers.
It's a no. It's actually...
It's a no.
Nah, it's a no for me. Sure.
Ah, maybe it's the alcohol in me. I'm gonna say yes, fam.
You go with the yes?
Yeah, I'll go with the yes.
Yes with yes for herpes, J-Lo?
And I'm gonna hope that in the next 10 years, they cure the thing.
Yo, guys.
Yo, what if this podcast pops off and J-Lo catches this episode, man?
Listen.
So then, what time has happened? Then she must know we're ready. Well, I am ready.
Look, if this podcast pops off and J-Lo hears it, I've already won.
It's fine.
She can shout at me afterwards.
Would you let J-Lo take a dump on your chest? And then you can have all the sexy times you want.
With J-Lo?
Yeah.
Yes.
But one of the fetishes is...
Yeah, so I'm doing 1-1. Oh, well. Yeah.
Okay. So, keep both of the same. Doesn't matter.
Yes, J-Lo, you can definitely shit on my chest.
I am not messing with any poo. I'm sorry. I don't care who it is.
It's off the earth.
It's recycling.
It's fertilizer.
Anybody on God's green earth to take a shit anywhere.
But you'll let her give you the herb and your dick might fall off.
Your dick's not gonna fall off, fam.
It's gonna be nasty.
It's gonna rot.
Your dick's not gonna fall off. And antibiotics, you know, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll survive. Ooh. You'll be sharp.
Anyway. So, halfway point. This mixes kind of well, this bribe boss thing. Like,
I think the fact that the bribe boss requires this dry lemon, it means it's not a good alcohol. Okay. A good alcohol, the telling part of a good alcohol is that can you have it neat or can you have it with some ice and maybe water and still goes down quite nicely? That's a good alcohol.
Do we think there's ever been a rum that you can do that with? Isn't rum like designed for like we need island vibes and things?
We need an Oz Coolio, the guy with the slick back ponytail with
the slick back.
tight white pants.
Oh, yes. Actually, there is a rum because that shit was delicious.
What was that?
For those who don't know, we're talking about Don Papa.
Don Papa.
It was like kind of...
Oh, I saw it, eh?
Mm, it's kind of like chocolatey. They get it from slaves in Malaysia. Was it Malaysia?
Philippines.
Yeah.
Mm. I saw it.
They're not slaves anymore, but anytime people... They the dude... So... Picture this. The dude who was telling us about it, he had this like very greasy, slick back hair, like tight ass white linen. Yes! Tight ass white linen pants.
No, not linen, they were jeans. Oh. A jean pants, but just.
But white!
Just unnecessarily tight.
Guys, who's wearing white pants? That in itself is a sin.
Psychopaths. Psychopaths. You gotta be some type of nuts, man. To have white pants. Just
he had the Michael Jackson shoes as well. With no socks. All the cliches. This is like, wow. Okay.
Man's
where was this?
It was at the Landmark in Bryanston.
You know what he looked like? He looked like that guy in Couples Retreat. The one who does a yoga. Encouragement.
Yes, encouragement. Yes.
Come on, then do it.
That's look like
with the penis bulge and like the speedos. It's just like, dude, why are you wearing the speedos? It was exactly that, but in white jeans.
He looked like all the sex predator cliches.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to try this Whistler since we're done with Bribos, I think.
Yeah, we're gonna have it. In a straight up shooter, just to taste how it goes down.
And hopefully, no one dies. And no one's wife gets beaten.
Cheers.
Ha!
Woo.
Goddamn.
Actually, not as bad as I thought.
Okay.
Not as bad as I thought.
Okay, that should put some hair everywhere.
Why though, man? It was okay. It was actually fine.
Fam, I'm gonna have to get a diabetes pump.
Now. I could have a second. I could have a second shot of that, and I'd be quite okay with it. It's less harsh than tequila.
Yes, like that. It tastes that. That was like, you know, it would be fine if you're like on a night out at like La Santa or whatever, pow pow, knock a couple of those back.
Yeah.
But it has that same like, woo!
Yeah, no, it'll get you crunk. So, if you want a shooter, but tequila's a bit rough for you, this Whistler's rum is not a bad second.
Mm. And I mean, it's kind of woody.
I think that's where they get the dark of the dark rum from.
It tastes a little bit of the inside of a barrel.
Do you know where it's manufactured?
SA. It just says SA. It says ingredients from KZN and Swaziland, but it does... Oh, yeah, you're right, actually. Hold on a second. Ventersburg.
Ventersburg.
Free State.
Free State.
Yo.
Are we secretly supporting, like, apartheid?
This is the RVA
beer. Yeah. Guys, hold on.
Are we buying liquor from the RVA beer here?
I think 10% of the proceeds of this bottle goes to AfriForum.
And
the Freedom Front Plus.
So that's why they did so well in the elections.
Exactly. Whistlers, guys, we see you.
We need to have a conversation quick. Speaking of Freedom, did you see the guy from Freedom Front Plus who is Jan van... No, what? One of the super racist, like, kids.
D.F. Malan.
Yes! Like, I think he's... No, was it D.F. Malan? No, it was Pavut's grandson.
Oh, yeah. No, we watched D.F. Malan's grandson in the documentary.
Was it Pavut was D.F. Malan's grandson?
No, yeah. So the documentary...
What's the name of the documentary?
The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Yeah. So D.F. Malan's nephew is in The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Yeah, like great nephew or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, anyway. Probably nephew because you know how people be doing. Like,
you got a sister, auntie.
Nephew, cousin, who knows?
Nephew, cousin.
Nephew, cousin, brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, you say.
No, you were saying. What were you saying about Favut?
No, so Favut's grandson is in the Freedom Front. Plus, he just went to Parliament now. And he was like, there's a whole big thing. He's like, guys, I promise I'm not a racist. That time, he lives in Orania. He's all the stereotypes. He's like, guys, judge me by my thing. Judge me by the content of my character, not my past. I just like...
Did he list his black friends?
Fam,
I've had three black people in my house.
And I didn't even have to pay them that much.
Yes, I made them sign a register, but that's not the point.
Yo. But yes, The Lion Sleeps Tonight is pretty dope. As a fun segue. Ooh, look at my segue spot. So, for our same topic, and that's kind of the thing I wanted to touch on a bit. For those who haven't seen, there's a documentary on Netflix called The Lion Sleeps Tonight. It's about Solomon Linda, the dude who basically came up with the melody for the Lion King song. That... We've got the Corfu men's choir. It's going to be lit. We're going to have like those little white shirts and the bow ties.
Yeah.
So, to make a long story less long, he basically got screwed out of his royalties. Disney made a fair amount of money off him, as did...
In the same way that Chuck Berry got screwed by Elvis, is it not?
Yeah, pretty much. There's like that, the usual story.
The usual story of like every black artist had their material stolen by like... What are these white guys? The surfer? The
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys, that's it. Same thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So one of the things that documentary was, I found funny was there's a point, spoiler alert, but actually I don't really care if you've seen it or not. We're going to tell you. There's a point where they win a bit of a case and they say, yo, listen, we are going to give the family money. And then they set up a trust. And I think that's what I sort of wanted to talk about there. Like, what's the point? Like, because it felt to me like, you know, you're sort of treating someone like a child when you say, okay, we've got you all this money, but no, we don't think you can use it.
You know what happens with the trust, right? So when a big corporation loses a case and then they demand that money goes into trust, always think why, like just ask why. Something shady is going down. Firstly, they might not trust the people who they're giving the money to, which would make no sense in this situation because it's Disney versus Solomon Linda's three daughters.
Yeah.
The other thing about a trust is that the point of a trust is not to give the people gaining from the trust a total lump sum of money. It's to look at the living expenses, basically the balance sheet of this living organization, which is the family, and then supplement those expenses so that money lasts in a sufficient amount of time into the future for this family.
That's none of your business. You owe me royalties, pay me my money.
This is what I'm saying.
In
like
cash.
So I just raised the point of the trust. Like a point of
trust. I'm not fighting you. Yeah. I'm fighting like if you owe me royalties. Like don't,
give me my money, fam.
Yeah.
Like
don't give me terms and conditions to my shit.
So like if a father or mother has a lot of money but they know the kid is a bit of a flop concerning money, hence the trust fund baby kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of thing.
Story,
so
yeah.
The question is why did Disney try to do this with Solomon Linda's kids?
See,
it makes no sense.
And there is the thing, because it was a scam. There was a scam running, and I feel... So in the documentary, part of the things is they get these like super fancy lawyers together, and it's like, yeah, look, we won this whole case against Disney. Even though it wasn't really a win of a case, they just won an application. But anyway, and what ends up happening is the money gets paid, and then all of a sudden, legal fees that the family... didn't know were supposed to be paid. All of a sudden, all types of fees start going off, blah, blah, blah. So the money they were told they were going to win wasn't really the money they were going to win. And that for me, when I saw that, the first thing I thought was, the scam is coming.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, you just never, don't, try not to trust lawyers, because, especially when they're telling you what to do with your money.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I'm trying to get paid. And
yeah, they're just going to jack up their billable hours. Like, yo, we've been fighting for 12 years for you. And like, imagine the billable hours of 12 years.
Bruh.
So the lawyers in this case came out behaving all philanthropic.
Yeah.
And then ended up just racking
just
up all the cash.
Mm.
And charging this family what seems to be exorbitant fees.
Mm.
And taking all of the Disney... The payoff, the settlement for themselves.
Yeah.
A similar thing happened to that restaurant owner, Marianne Roll. She owned a restaurant at the Fire Festival.
Oh yes.
So her friend set up a trust for her, and set up a GoFundMe account, and also set up a trust. And then I think maybe, I think she got, let's just call it 400% more than what she was expecting to raise the money. Yeah. So I mean, I think she was like 50 grand in the hole, and she raised like close to $250,000 in this GoFundMe account. And her friend was like, yo fam, like I want half. Like hit me with half. So she had to fight her friend off of, because, and her friend didn't want to release the money because she's like, no, but this is, I set up this GoFundMe account, so I have,
it's like, bitch, you didn't set it up for yourself.
Bitch, you wasn't afraid with me shooting in the gym.
Right?
You weren't there for the stress, bro, to deal with Chad standing on my roof. Like, also, like, what's with everyone waiting for the festival to start? That doesn't give you, like, permission to stand on my roof and, like, sit on my roof. Like, guys, we have chairs. Like, yeah, we're actually, the beach.
If anybody's going to do crazy shit on a trip, it's gonna be either white people or Chinese people. Let's just be real.
I have heard some shit about Chinese people.
Chinese tourists are interesting.
Apparently, at the Louvre, they had to put up a sign that said no shitting on the lawn. Oh, and wow. It's only in Mandarin.
Oh, no. Is that for real?
Apparently, like, I remember seeing that somewhere. I was like, yo, y'all are some wild ass motherfucker.
2 years ago, we were in Thailand, and we were in a 7-Eleven, mad hungry, mad hungover, and I was standing in front of choosing like a quick sandwich to like supplement before we go on this temple tour, and this Chinese dude just walks into me, literally into me, bumps me the whole way through, like I was almost getting beaten up, and then doesn't even turn around to say yo, sorry, or whatever the case may be, just. I almost strangled a man.
Did you fight him?
No, but that's because he knows a wushu, though.
Yeah.
It's 300 years of Bruce Lee. Like, no, are you sure you want to square up? Like,
no,
What is that thing in Kill Bill? The five finger death touch?
Yeah. I was going to square up. And I think it was either you or Kwame was like, sure, leave it. And then I had to calm down my soul and then leave the store. Because I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, I'm not fighting with Chinese dudes, fam. I know it's racist, and I apologize.
This is a weird segue, but I was in primary school, and there's this Chinese guy, and his name was Roy. Well, that's his English name, but I don't know what this Chinese name is. And he was in a fight, and now Roy and another friend of mine, I can't remember his name, Italian dude.
Luigi.
Actually,
I think it was Tony or something along those lines. But we were all, like, the three of us were friends. But the two friends got into a fight with each other. I'm trying to break shit up. Like, yo, doesn't Chinese dude Roy take a 5 rand coin out of his pocket, throw it like a throwing star, hit Tony in the head. Tony bleeding from the head from a 5 rand coin.
Wow.
Got a huge ass like lump on his forehead and a cut in the center, like the coin ridge. Okay, sorry. That was just
a fun anecdote.
I laughed so hard I lost both friends in the same day.
But yes, onto people's royalties being stolen. You should check it out. It is a very interesting documentary. And I also thought it was interesting just in terms of, you know how that at the beginning of it they were like, yo, traditional music doesn't count as like,
Yeah.
I thought that was.
That's a mad racist shit, though.
They said traditional and folklore, like
folk music,
and similar things. Yeah, it's just, it's like you can't copyright traditional music. Apparently, back then, I don't know if it's the same situation now.
That would be interesting to find out, because that's. I mean, you must be able to copyright it now.
You should be able to copyright it.
I can't. Even
so basically, with this document, there were three songs. Solomon Linda made the first song. The other two songs used so much of the first song that the copyright could flow through all three songs, including the last song, which was The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Yeah.
Can I bring up another stupid point?
Yes.
We know the lyrics for The Lion Sleeps Tonight is fucked up, right? Because, first of all, there's no lions in a jungle.
I mean, white people think lions are in the jungle.
Lions are here. We don't have to...
We don't have jungles.
We have jungles in the savannah.
Americans also think bears live here, fam. Like, at this point, the jungle is not even the weirdest part of the story.
Okay. But yeah, there were three songs, and they even messed up the lyric when they made the second song. So the first song, how does it... What?
Oh, it was Mbube.
Yeah.
And then the second one was Wimaway.
Wimaway. To make it more palatable for the Caucasians.
And the best part is like when the documentary filmmakers, they go to Solomon Linda's daughters and they're like, yo, what's this? And they tell them like it's Wimaway or something. And
like, what is that? You don't even know what that means.
Yo, I hope those people get their money, fam. I do. Oh, yes. We're also speculating. So, part of the thing is they said what the settlement was. They were gunning for like 16 million, I think it was. Mm.
16 million US dollars.
Yeah. And at the end of the documentary, they say...
They settled on something considerably lower. Mm. But like they don't give you the final number.
Mm. And at the very end, they're like, each daughter got roughly 250 US $250,000 US.
Just so it wasn't US, it was 250,000 Rand, wasn't it? Or was it US?
I think it was US.
US.
But still, guys, yeah, consider like not... they made Broadway Lion King.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I mean, they used a song in Broadway Lion King, they used a song in The Lion King. The song has been used in every like song in the 60s and the 70s, every like rock song. So, 250 bones? 250 claps
mm.
for like what 40, 50 years worth of work.
We're talking about 3 million rand a piece.
70 plus actually.
3 million rand a piece, right?
Dude. And what's the excuse though? They drank it away. Come on.
Yeah, fam, no, you're gonna have to show me how you drink 3 million rand.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I mean, I've seen some alcoholism in my life. 3 million rand.
Maybe their grandchildren are Scotsiders, bro. They're washing their hands with Richelieu.
Yo, Scott so hard.
Scott so hard.
They're washing their hands with Whistler, fam. But yeah, anyway, it's a dope documentary. What are your thoughts? Final thoughts.
The most interesting part of the documentary for me is that D.F. Malan, the father of apartheid, is the person who was trying to help these ladies.
Not D.F. Malan, his nephew.
His nephew. D.F. Malan's nephew.
But Riyan Malan has a whole... Oh, that actually grated me a little bit. Well, not grated me, but I thought it was funny. Dude just had a whole guilt complex that he was trying to use. So I don't know.
It could have been worse. Like, okay, fine. He could have not had a guilt complex. He could have said, "Oh, my grandfather was right, and I'm going to follow in his footsteps," which is really fucked up. But
yeah,
he didn't do that.
He didn't.
He maybe wasn't the best person to take on the case, because clearly he wasn't organized.
Fam.
But he tried.
Yeah, I mean, Rian has a weird reputation because he does a lot of like writing for newspapers and op-eds and shit, and so. Sometimes he's woke and other times he's very sleepy. So,
Does anyone know what happened to that petrol attendant? Is now a millionaire.
That is a good question.
Is he a millionaire though?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just adding spice. Like, we got spice gold.
Hey, we got spice gold. Oh, no. We're spicing
the You are the bribe boss.
No, but like he racked up like a few.
Yeah, last I saw it was like 400k or something. And that's also what made me think about this because he asked them to put it in a trust, but now if someone's managing your trust, you think they're just doing the money for you, but also they're like, yo, I'm gonna have some fees that I'm.
Yeah, like we
get it. There is a part of that article when it comes to that BP petrol attendant, where. He said he requested it to be in a trust. I don't know how whether I believe that or not, but okay. I do get it that obviously if you're living in the hood.
I feel like Melissa had a hand in this. Like
Melissa's like, Jabu, listen. You live somewhere really dangerous. I promise you, just let us do this for you, Jabu. And it's like, my name is Tipo.
Melissa's is going to be a reoccurring character in this podcast.
Shame. I think they're going to steal his money, fam.
You think they're going to steal his money?
I think they're going to steal
his money. It might go down because I haven't heard of a successful case in this manner. We've always heard about the stories where they go pear-shaped and people lose money and the people who should be getting the money just get fucked up.
So at what point are we children or are we adults? Because if it's my decision to act recklessly with money, that is my decision.
But it wasn't. Let's say in Solomon Linda's children's case, they never made the decision whether money's going to go into trust or not. Disney said the only way we're paying out the settlement is if it goes into trust.
Which is why it's a scam. Because at the point...
At what point are the trustees put in place by Disney, be like, I really eat this money right back.
Bam.
Sure. You just come on right back.
Because like, that is the thing. That's why like this just looks so scammish. Because initially, none of the family members were on the trust. So the money you're paying me now, like, I don't have a say in how it must be
used. It's being used, yeah.
If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, chances are it's a duck. And also, this is as suspicious as duck.
And also, like,
this is Peking duck.
Like, again, the whole point of a trust is not to pay out lump sums. The point of the trust is to pay according to living expenditure. The accountant of the trust admitted to paying lump sums, which voids the point of you being there in the first place.
Yeah. Stole the money. Oh, because then also, like, the whole thing was... Rian Malan was like, oh, I did some like accounting to see where the thing is.
We had this argument before. At which point is it a cultural appropriation or just appreciation of another culture? Because y'all see Taylor Swift and that marching band when she tried to tried to create a beehive, like it was like, fam, sit down. At which point are we talking about like cultural appropriation or just cultural appreciation? Because maybe like Taylor Swift is like, yeah, I appreciate what you're doing. Maybe like the first sign of flattery is imitation.
Mm. So, yeah, that's actually a good question.
Justin Trudeau flew down to India with his delegation for some political shit and arrived wearing a traditional Indian outfit. Like,
yeah,
is that... And people in India are like, dude, we don't even wear this anymore. I don't know what you're doing. But okay, cool, we see that you're trying. And that's as big as a fuss as it made. No one went, this diet.
So are we only talking about, is it cultural appropriation when you're making a monetary gain or something? And is it appreciation if you're not gaining any monetary value?
It also has to do with taste. Because if you do it tastefully, let's for a second take the money thing out of it.
So if Justin Trudeau just
did it tastefully, cool, he did it tastefully. If Justin Trudeau arrived there looking like fucking Mahatma Gandhi on the Star of Day,
okay,
problematic.
Let's talk about Chad winning the Grammy. What's Chad's name, the rapper?
Oh, Macklemore.
Let's talk about Macklemore winning the Grammy. And like, he was just like, guys, I really don't deserve this over Kendrick Lamar.
Yo, over Kendrick.
Even Drake was like, I need an apology too.
Sure.
No, Macklemore was just...
Where is Macklemore right now? Who is he? What is he doing?
Where's Iggy Azalea? And this is exactly what I'm talking about. She's appropriating ass nigga. Like the thing about her, you can't be rapping in like a black accent and then we interview you and you're talking in an Australian accent. Then rap in an Australian accent and rap about what's happening in Australia.
Would Iggy Azalea would have been as big or as money flush if she did?
I'm not sure. What?
Shrimp on the Barbie? No, she's not gonna rap about shrimp on the Barbie, guys.
I'm not sure. I think the bigger problem with Iggy Azalea is not that she rapped like she rapped. It's that we bought it for a second. And now we're mad that we bought it.
Because we're trying to fuck her.
Guys,
but like,
guys, stop being angry with Iggy. Iggy can get it.
Like, she can get it.
She can definitely get it. But like, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, because Iggy really was just out going trying to make money. If someone asks me to rap in Chinese in a Chinese accent about some fuck shit, and they're like, here's the money, fam, I'm doing it.
Dog, I'm here. Look what they did to the Lil Nas X. They took him off the country.
Played. Yes.
Is that a country song, though?
No, yes, but that's not.
It is definitely a country song.
It's a country song, but they didn't take kindly. We don't take kindly. Yeah. They didn't take kindly to him doing a country song and being like top of the Billboard, so they took him off it. in a way, is he not appropriating like a country culture? But like, he is a part of, he's part of the, like,
also
the southern,
the lead states. Singer of Hootie and the Blowfish is a black guy.
You're digressing from the argument.
I know, I get you. I'm just like that.
I think where it comes, cultures are fluid. I think that's often what people forget about. Like, cultures are fluid. As much as we talk about, oh, you know, the way we used to do it back in the day, and that's how we still want to do it, blah, blah, blah. But cultures move, and when they hit and mix with other cultures, someone from over there says, ooh, I want to... Then you get an Iggy.
If you want to make me mad as shit, tell me Eminem is the best rapper ever. And then I want to start swinging.
But the thing is, what does his lyrical skill or rap skill have to do with... Because you're tying race to culture.
No, so, but what I'm saying is, there's so much there's before a disconnect. Eminem that you're disrespecting Rakim. Like, there's just so many rappers. The Wu-Tang, the RZA, the GZA, All Dirty Bass, and Inspector Deck. Like, Mos Def. Like, are you... Nah, dude. Like, you actually... There's so many artists. Jay-Z, like...
Ooh, so is this like... Is this like the Afrikaans is a Creole kind of vibe?
Yes! This is like, you're touching me on my studio. Like, don't do that. Like, you're disrespecting a whole
I'm just making sure that we're separating race from culture. Because I don't think they're connected. Yes, there is one that influences the other in terms of if you're born into a certain race, that most likely you're going to follow a certain culture because it's the environment you're born into. But I don't think that
so like race is actually not a thing, it's a construct.
Exactly.
It's something that we design.
Exactly.
Race is something.
So if, but now, for example, the Eminem case.
Now that it exists, and we can still feel touched.
The Eminem case. He grew up in the hood.
He grew up in that
culture.
Parks.
He's entrenched in that culture. What culture is he appropriating?
I'm not beefing that. Like, Eminem, if he's won Grammys, I don't even know his stats. I'm happy with M because he's about that life. Don't tell me about Iggy Azalea, who grew up in Australia.
I mean, old girl had probably like, fight a flying snake, fam. That's she went through a struggle herself.
No, she went through fine. She went through. She moved to like America when she was 16 or whatever, and she might have like grown up in the hood, this and that. I don't know. It's just
Iggy is a caricature. And that's, I think, maybe what's upsetting, in that she's the culture, but you know when you go to those like weird French people on the street and they draw your face and all of a sudden your nose is too big, or like she's that, like she's like, her accent is too weird, like everything's very fake about it.
It's like that guy who became Snotko.
Yes.
Lehua. He was for the culture. Until, like, you know, now it's not popping anymore. Now he's doing Afrikaans.
Yeah. But the thing is, we would never have given a fuck about Iggy and all of her accents and shit if we didn't make her a multi-platinum artist.
That is true.
So,
can I say something wild, though, as well? I don't even rate Cardi B.
You shit on your chest. Oh.
Nah. I don't rate Cardi B has won. If we're talking about, like, rap skill and the likes, Cardi B has won awards. I don't think any of those things are deserved. I don't think Cardi B has any sort of rap lyrical talent.
That's slander.
Sorry, it's fact. I'm sorry.
She's ripping the burrows.
She
didn't get it, though.
I saw a picture of Cardi and it was just, like, her neck and her face and her hair from, like, the side view, and it wasn't very flattering, but that's another story. I don't think Cardi B is a great artist. I really don't. She's a character. Yeah.
But a lot of musicians are characters.
She's an entertainer. Yeah. Talent. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it.
But maybe her talent is entertaining. As a scripper, but yeah. Anyway, so now that we've veered like
I think we veered for like 40 minutes to say.
We're out in the weeds. But so final thoughts on the rum.
I just poured a drink, same drink that I did with the Bri Boss Spice Gold BS, but I poured it with the Whistlers, which is double Whistlers, ice lemon, and dry lemon as a mix. First sip, strong, very spicy. when they talk about spiced rum, this is a spiced rum. More spiced than the spiced gold, mind you.
Hey.
So to no one's ever told you to never use the word you're trying to define.
I know, right? I know.
Is this the Woodchuck Chuck episode again? Like, guys, I thought we matured from that.
I'm just saying, it's really spicy. It's spicy. They put some sauce in this one. It's
some hot sauce.
Mm. I'm not gonna lie. It's not an easy drink. It is not an easy drink. I rather have shooters of the Whistlers than a mixer of the Whistlers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's because you're in like sweet shit. What are you gonna drink when you're on a beach?
I'm gonna have a whiskey.
No, you're gonna have whiskey on the beach, fam. That doesn't make sense.
I'm gonna first.
You can't have whiskey on the beach. It, what are you doing?
Okay, I'm gonna have.
Are you gonna be on the beach with your Timberlands as well? Like,
how are you gonna be on the beach? Like, ordering a double Glenfiddich. Like, what are you doing?
What's happening here?
Or a young gin and tonic.
Okay, gin and tonic is fine. Gin and tonic is fine.
You're closer to home base. But that's, wow.
Fam, if we're on the beach and you order a double bourbon, fam, I'm leaving you.
If they have whiskey as an option on the beach, that's what I'm ordering.
Fam, you're going to get eaten by a shark.
What?
Or
what?
Something. I don't know. It just doesn't make... It's not the space for it.
I don't give a fuck about the space for it.
Fam, imagine I'm drinking Chardonnay at an... mechanic shop.
Fine. If you can have weird. Chardonnay in a mechanic shop, have your Chardonnay at the mechanic.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but it's just weird. Why would you...
I give a fuck. I'm going to have what I want to drink when there's an opportunity to have it.
Fam, I want to test this out. Like, we must go on holiday and find a beach somewhere. With like a beach bar and be wearing slops and like those straw hats.
I'll be wearing my Speedo. Fine. I will order a whiskey. If there is.
Fam, if you order whiskey in a Speedo, you're only going to come across looking like all of the sex predators.
Actually.
But I don't know. I think I reconciled my issue with the Captain Morgan, which is that it's not meant... You're meant to drown it. This is basically... something you're meant to put in your Coke to make you drunk.
This is true.
Like, you're not meant to taste it. It's not meant to be nice. Like, they're just trying to get you drunk. And Coke, unfortunately, or most dashes don't come with liquor in them. It's... So, outside of that, that's shit. The Whistler's kind of nice. Well, kind of nice in a... I can see myself on the beach doing it.
Right.
I don't know that I'm ever going to like find myself in a built-up urban environment like, yo, give me that dark spiced rum.
Also, Whistlers, I love your bottle design. It's unique. And it's like that rubber cork situation. It's not the screw-off cap. But it is fuck hard to open and close.
Yes.
It is not easy to open that shit up. Other than that, I actually feel like cleaning up this bottle and keeping it as a possible decanter. That's how nice this bottle is, ooh, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, look at this.
Ghetto snob.
Hey. Yes. Yes. Please. Anyway, guys, we keep finishing this off with a shot.
Yeah, we got another
shootout
going.
Oh, Jesus.
Next week, we've got a Pop South episode.
Yes.
Where Uncle Andor is going to be joining us in the sauce.
Yes. If you want to hear three drunk people talk shit.
Yes. Popsuck episode.
Popsuck episode is going to be wild.
We might not review the alcohol because I don't think it's necessary, but it's going to be wild as topics.
True. Though I have a feeling, we'll be surprised. I think South Africa makes good popsucks. Which is probably saying a whole lot.
Wow.
Speak to our audience. We all know what a babsack is. Describe a babsack.
Yeah, describe a babsack for the viewers, the listeners. It's sorry.
Wine in a... What are those foil thingies?
It's box wine. It's box wine. Wine that only comes in a box. Or in something that looks like a series
Yeah, it's like you
juice open container, the thing and then 5 liter, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can find it in 5 liters, it's a pop tag. When you find wine in 5 liters. There's never been those 750ml pop sack.
I've seen 1 liter pop sacks, and it's in the same container that you get long life milk.
I've seen those. Yeah. The same containers you get my hair in. Anyway, guys, it's been Part Time Alcoholics. Thanks so much for listening. Jake, see you later.